Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I am here with the talk of the town.
I know you're going to dig this.
Here with the talk of the town.
Take you to the Hotel Martinette in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
Town.
Mama's birthday is tomorrow. What's the problem with that? I already knew, but dang, it snuck up real quick.
Don't forget or something.
Man, you know what? I can't even keep up with my mom, man. You know, I remember last year, I'm like, okay, I'm going to surprise her, go home and visit for her birthday. Man, I get halfway down the road, she called me from Vegas.
Chilling.
What the hell? I'm like, Mom, what, you don't even gamble. What are you doing in Vegas? I just went.
All right.
That's us, man. Always on the road. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the Middleman Presents Talk of the Town with Nick Eden. I am your host, Nick Eden. I got my man Al with me.
What's up, people?
And, of course, as always, over there with his potato soup or coffee or chicken noodle soup or whatever the hell it is this week. Got KG, what's going on, man?
Nothing much.
What's in the cup this week, man?
You don't want to know.
Okay, I hear you, Lil Wayne.
Here we go.
Man. Well, it's been a crazy week. It's been a crazy week for me. I've been running back and forth now. Tired, boss. So I was saying a little earlier, you take me an old man now. You know,
man,
I'm starting to realize, man, that, you know, because in a couple of weeks I'll be 31, and I'm starting to realize a couple things I didn't realize before. 31 year olds just don't do these things that regular younger people do. You know,
yeah.
I watch the news now a lot more. I was always a news watcher, but now, you know, I'll put it on CNN all day. Start taking naps again.
You know, man. Don't let nobody tell you that.
It's not so much that I feel old, I feel grown, you know?
Grown, old, all the same thing. I don't know about that.
But the funny thing is now I talk, you know, at my job with some of the younger girls, and it's funny their perception on what old is. Because, you know, they look at after 30 like it's some cancer or something, you know. I'm talking to one of the girls, and I'm like, you know, how old are you? And she's like, oh, I'm 21, and, you know, and my friend, she's 22, and we just do 20-year-old things, you know. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, how old, you know, they ask me, well, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 30. Oh, my God. How long have you had it?
you should have told her, go to the front door and put her head in the door. Slam it.
Man, I'm telling you, it's just funny. It's funny. But I think the worst thing is not seeing some of the older chicks in the club that still try to compete with the younger girls. And I'm like, yo. You're a grown woman. You do grown woman things. You know? Be that.
Right.
I don't understand it, though. Anyway, this weekend in entertainment has been a little crazy. For some reason, the last 2 weeks, there's been more wardrobe malfunctions than ever. Nicki Minaj, her breast sister decided to make an appearance at one of her shows. I think these girls are doing this on purpose.
Yeah.
Personal opinion. I think they're doing these on purpose. Sierra, she had a little slip up. In addition to what's the girl's name? Oh, Kelly Rowland. Now, ironically, Kelly Rowland, her little slip up, you know, come right after her album dropped. But hey, you do what you do to sell records. Rihanna was down in Barbados, busting it wide open for the locals. Entertainment, man. I'm telling you, this is what they do. This is the new buzz. You know, I don't think anybody can ever think of a time where Diana Ross had something fall out or Pastor Shirley Caesar had something fall out. And of course, now we don't want to.
Come on, man.
I'm just saying.
Come on, man.
I'm just saying. But, you know, I guess it kind of goes with the time. I was just having a discussion with a friend of mine, just talking about how music has changed and the things that people do to, you know, establish themselves. And, you know, I've noticed not just women, but men, we don't carry ourselves with prestige anymore. Especially
exactly.
In urban music, you know.
Mm.
The crazier you are, the better. More records you're going to sell. I don't know.
The most times you go to jail, you know what I'm saying, the more records you sell.
Oh, yeah. You know, and what's funny is I was talking with my old boss from Big Cat Records, and we were talking about Gucci Mane, and the funny thing about it is Gucci has been in jail for every album that he's released.
Yep.
He's had an album release party and a welcome home party.
He want to be there. Yeah, he want to be there.
Definitely. But hey, it is what it is. Anyway, I want to get straight into the topic today, because honestly, I don't want to talk about sales. Sales suck once again this week, at least for urban music they did. You know, well, congratulations to Beyonce for going platinum.
Finally?
And it's been about 4 weeks. You know, hey, times are tough. You know, you got to compete. Congratulations to Nicki Minaj, you know, on her song Super Bass being, I think they said, is the most successful female rap song in the last 10 years. But then you got to look back and think, okay, how many female rap songs come out in the last 10 years? Just saying.
Right.
But congratulations to her, nonetheless. But I want to get right into this topic, man. This is a doozy. This is something a lot of people don't like to talk about, either from fear of being labeled as a person who participates in it, or from fear of being exposed for your participation in it, and that's payola. Ooh, that's a dirty word in the music business.
Mm-hmm.
Payola. And for those who aren't
afraid of
huh?
I said, you know, so they ain't gotta be afraid of that. Go ahead, my problem.
You good. You know, for those who are not sure what payola is, it's not a granola bar. It's not a candy bar. We're talking about paying for play, paying that cost to be the boss. Now, this is nothing new. Payola is absolutely nothing new. This is actually goes back very far. As a matter of fact, I was trying to explain to my cousin exactly what payola was, and I brought up the movie Ray. If you guys remember in the movie Ray, right when he had a song, I've Got a Woman, Jerry Wexler is at the radio station with, they didn't name him in the movie, but it was Alan Freed. With the Moondog Show, who was probably one of the most famous cases and one of the earliest cases of payola, where he was playing a song. He said, "Oh, this sound is great. This sound is new. This is a huge record, and you're gonna hear it over and over again on the Moondog Show." And then after, you know, Jerry comes up and he drops a little money in his pocket. Well, that's what payola is. You're paying to get your record played. Now, a lot of times, people are saying that nowadays, because of the big surge of internet radio and things like Turntable FM and Pandora, that payola is really getting, you know, kind of played out. Actually, it's bigger now than it ever was. You know, you have a lot of consolidated playlists across the country. You know, there are maybe five records that you hear all day, and every now and then you'll hear an old school record and maybe one new record every now and then. But for the most part, it's the same five records being played all day. Funny thing about that is radio adds, you know, a certain amount of songs every week. Each station adds a certain amount of songs every week to their playlist. So if these same five records are getting played over and over again, what's going on with these new songs that are supposed to be added to the playlist? But, you know, if you want to get in on this conversation, make sure you give us a call, 718-508-9972. If you're already on the line, press that number one and let us know what you think. Because what we want to talk about today is, we want to talk about, you know, is payola as big as it's ever been? Is some payola okay? I don't know. Al, what do you think? What do you think about payola? As someone who is an artist, what do you think about payola? Is it bad? Is it good? Does it kind of not bother you either way it goes?
Well, it has its pros and cons, I would say. The con of it, man, I mean, you could be paying somebody $3,000 and $4,000 just to play your record one time. And then from the female side of it, you got females out there that, you know, payola is in a lot of forms, people. It can be monetary.
Oh, yeah.
Food for me type thing, all of that. It can be in different forms. Now, you know, we've had, you know, female artists on, you know, the show before. Mentioned that DJs or radio personnel tried to get them to have sex with them in order to play their song. That's a form of payola, people. You don't know it or not. But, man, the pros and cons, but majority of it, man, I look at it as people trying to get something out of you. You know what I'm saying? Because, for one, they really ain't even got to like your record to play it. A lot of times, they just want the money. They just want the money, man.
This is true. You know what, and Kev, I want to get your input on this, but I did want to share this real quick story. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say the radio station, for obvious reasons. I'm not going to say the radio station. Thankfully, I've worked for plenty of radio stations. But I can remember this one record, horrible record. And anybody who lived in the area when this record hit number one regionally, they will all agree that this was just a horrible record. I remember the program director actually talking with one of the radio DJs, and he was saying, man, this record, it sucks. This is some bullshit. And the guy's telling him, well, you know, this, you know, it's killing the clubs right now. And, of course, the reason it was killing the clubs was because they were paying off DJs. Heck, it is what it is. The guy who was behind this group, they had a lot of money, and they weren't afraid to spend it. And so and it's funny to look in the program director's eyes, because he's like, but it's horrible. He's like, all right, fine. Y'all step out the room. Let me make a call real quick. So I step out the room. 5 minutes later, the song's playing on air. And it played at least 7 times that day. Went into rotation. Next thing you know, one of the top songs at that particular station. And, you know, like I said, I'm not going to say the station's name for obvious reasons, but it just goes to show. It's just like Al just said. Most times they don't even have to like the record. Most times the record is yes. Kev, what do you think about this, Kev?
Well, I would like for you to say the record name so everybody can know.
I can't say that, man.
Man,
you know what? Because it played on a lot of different stations.
Oh, no, indeed.
So I won't say the station's name, but the record was the Alabama Anthem, and it was by a group called I can't even remember the name of the guys. They were based out of Birmingham, but the record it got played all throughout.
It was horrible.
It sounded like a less talented D4L.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can describe this record. It sounded like a less talented D4L, but it is what it is. This is the business that we're in. Like I said, this is nothing new. This has been going on for years. Kev, other than trying to start up some stuff, what do you think about payola?
Man, I mean, really, I think payola, I don't believe it got a. I don't believe there's a good and a bad. I don't believe there's a pro and a con to it. Because overall, man, it prevents a lot of new artists from getting their records heard. It prevents a lot of new anything from getting heard, really. Because a lot of those guys, man, you know, like Al said, there are many forms. a lot of these larger labels come in. It's called advertisement. They come in with the budgets and they spend all this bread and they messing up a lot of stations. And you know how it go, man. As long as the big stations say something, all the other entities follow. And it's crazy.
Right.
It like you said, it hasn't got, it's under the rug more now. It's not as obvious as it was maybe 10, 15 years ago. You know, a lot of cats don't even talk about it. Like I said, it's a very dirty word in the business. But a lot of these guys are still getting it in. Because you mean to tell me a DJ can ride around in a Maserati, a radio programmer? No, I ain't mean to say that.
Ooh-wee. Man, I'm going to get some calls about this tomorrow. Okay, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Because we're going to play this first clip of the day to just to explain a little bit more. This is a clip I found on YouTube. It just kind of goes into a little bit more about the actual process or one of the many processes of payola. And after we get back from the clip, I'm going to play devil's advocate, and I'm going to say that in certain situations, payola is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and get into this first clip. This is The Middleman Presents Talk the Town with Nick Eaton. This is our first clip about payola.
Okay, we have something in the United States of America called payola, and let me explain how payola works. I'm going to give the example of Elvis Presley. Okay, Elvis Presley was an artist that Sun Records had, and they needed to get him airplay. So what they did was they went to some local radio stations and talked to some DJs there, and they said, hey, look, I got this record, Hound Dog, this guy's name's Elvis Presley. Every time you play this record, I'll give you $10. So the DJ says, ah, cool. So the DJ just plays it and plays it and plays it and wears it out. And by repetition, the general public says, oh, Hound Dog, yeah, that's kind of cool. I think I'll go out and buy it. Who is this guy? Boy, he must be really good because he's getting a lot of airplay on the radio. That's how payola works, man. It made Elvis's career. It's not a new concept. Unfortunately, it's alive and well today. And today, it's even worse.
Today is even worse. Huh. Now, we, and when I say we, I say America as a whole, because we in Black America know how much of a thief Elvis Presley was.
Oh, yes.
But we in America as a whole regard Elvis Presley as being one of the greatest rock stars of all time. And he had such good music and such great stage presence, and that's why he was so successful. Kind of makes you look at Elvis a little differently now, doesn't it? Well, not me. I always knew he was a thief and a lot of other things.
Yeah.
Hound Dog wasn't even his song, but we'll get into that in another show.
Right.
But it brings up a good point, and I'm going to play devil's advocate on this. And I'm going to ask a question. Two questions, actually. One, can payola be a good thing for certain artists? Let me tell you what I mean by that. We all know that the radio is cluttered with BS. We know this. Now, if you just happen to have an artist that has a good record, has good music, not just one record, but good music, good stage performance, and the one thing that's standing between that artist and success is paying off a couple of radio DJs. In that situation, is payola a good thing?
Well, we do have a caller who probably want to comment in on this. You want me to bring the call in?
All right,
caller 769, you're live on the Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton. What's up?
What's going on? This is Deshaun Dawes.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey, Dawes, what's going on,
man? Not much. I'm just calling in to chime in on what you guys got going on right now, this payola situation, and just, you know, the industry in general.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, pretty much what I see is that you can argue both points, and I don't think no one can consistently sit and argue one point and not understand the other advantage of the other point, but for me, for an artist to actually be able to have to go into an industry that is so tough as the music industry, I mean, you have to use every advantage that you're able to take a part of. And payola, that is one of the things that they're looking at. And if I have to put a couple of dollars in a DJ pocket so he will play my music, that may be the only chance that my music gets to be heard, because we are in an industry where favors are, you know, they're a high thing that rise in the industry. You know, favors are one of those things that, I mean, you do for me, I do for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When did it get like, I mean, when did it get like that, though? I know it's been like that for a long time, but honestly, it's just my opinion, Nick, and I'm going to let you take it. But if you got to sit up there and you feel like that's your only advantage of paying a DJ to get them to play your records, man, you really approaching the game wrong. Because, number one, your music can overpower a DJ, period. And if y'all think that's a lie, look at one example. Remember Pastor Troy. Pastor Troy made every DJ and radio station pay attention. And there may have been some payola situations in that situation. But this guy worked this record in this region so hard outside of the major, major cities that Atlanta couldn't do nothing but pay attention. Birmingham couldn't do nothing but pay attention. Parts of Florida paid attention. Louisiana, Texas, they paid attention because of how he approached the game. It wasn't the fact that he came at everybody spending all his budget, because he did not have a budget when he first came out. He just walked the roads. Smaller market, smaller station. So I don't know if that's the only advantage that someone would have.
Well, Kev, just playing devil's advocate on that, I remember that you're absolutely right. That was a lot of hard work. That was a lot of groundwork that Pastor Troy put in, you know, himself. At a certain point, though, Universal did step in.
Yeah, that was after the day.
Indeed.
That's at a certain point. And now the one thing I can honestly say is that in my entire time, in my entire career, I've never paid one dime, one red cent for any airplay. Thankfully, you know, it's been about the hard work that I put in or the hard work that my group put in, and we were able to receive the airplay that we did. But
I
will say this. There were a lot of records that were just kind of moved right along in ahead of us in that whole process. There were a lot of records that were moved in, and looking back at it now, you know, you definitely appreciate the hard work, but it's like, man, you know, if I would have gotten just a fraction of what they got, you know, mm-hmm. what could it have grown to? So I definitely understand what you're saying, and you're right, Pastor Troy put in a lot of work. He put in a lot of work. But at a certain point, when he couldn't take the record too much further than he could, that's when Universal stepped in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm not
right.
saying that Universal stepped in and started paying people, but what I am saying is they did step in, and the airplay increased.
Okay. Let me ask you all this particular question, Nick, since you said that about the majors. Now, everybody on the phone, including you, Dawson, as far as independent artists who don't have a budget, now Kevin explained how Pastor did that. Now, this new wave that we have now, as far as a lot of people promote via the internet, Twitter, you know, whatever, you don't have as many people out there that are out there hands and foot, you know, actually promoting their music like that. Is payola more beneficial now versus how it was back in the day?
Beneficial, I mean, is it getting these artists to what they want to get? No, because it's still the point to where favors are being played. You have to get yourself in the right position. Positioning is what these artists need, and they don't understand. I mean, it goes back to something you said, man, the hard work that Pastor Troy put in, they're forgetting about that hard work. They don't know how to go get that hard work. They are not a student of the industry. Most independent artists, and that's their problem, that they're not a student of the industry. Once you become a student of something, you know where to go. Not saying that you're not going to have your bumps and bruises, but you know how to rebound from that, from those bumps and bruises. So, no, payola is not a better benefit.
Well,
anybody else on that question?
Let me play devil's advocate on this once again. Because don't get me wrong, I definitely agree with you. And honestly, I think that the internet has made a lot of people lazy. We talked about this before when Kevin Al did the old grind versus new grind. The internet has made a lot of people lazy. Let me tell you something, and let me be completely honest and real with you. if you're an artist and you spend all day sending me links on Twitter or posting stuff on my Facebook page,
what are you doing?
That's not gonna get me to go and purchase your record. I'm sorry. And I can't speak for everybody else out there. I can only speak for me. Because I am one of the few that is still a record buyer, I still buy albums every month. But I'm very picky about what albums I buy. There are some people that I have bought albums on based clearly off of their grind. Had nothing to do with the music, to be dead honest with you. I'll give you a prime example. Killer Mike. When he dropped the first I Pledge Allegiance to the Grind after he left Big Boy. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, afterwards when I went and listened to the album, I was like, okay, this is a great album. But initially, what made me go and buy that album was how much work he put in. I felt his movement. I felt like that was my homeboy that was trying to get on. Let me go ahead and support him the best way I can. So it's not always about the music. So just sitting there and posting links on Twitter and Facebook all day does not mean you're on the grind. I'm not saying that it's not necessary. I'm not saying that it's not important. You definitely want to have all of your music available on all avenues. But what I am saying is that's an enhancement to the work that you're already putting in. But unfortunately, a lot of cats don't know about this work. Now, in terms of this payola, I'm not talking about necessarily the radio DJs and commercial radio. But I can think of a lot of mobile DJs. I can think of a lot of club DJs, internet radio DJs that work regular jobs just like the rest of us. They're trying to pay their bills just like the rest of us. They're out there and they're trying to get their own movement established. And oftentimes as artists, we get so wrapped up in what we're doing that we forget that, hey, they got bills to pay too. So mm-hmm. Now I'm asking, is it wrong to pay those club DJs? Because, see, those are the ones that they don't get the credit. The DJs that play in the hole in the walls where people are shooting it up, fighting every night, but they're still in there playing your record. You know, it's the Greg Streets of the world that get the credit for breaking the record. It's the Funkmaster Flex when he drops the bomb that you know, gets credit for breaking the record. Now realizing that it's this DJ person here, this DJ person there that's been playing your record for months and getting people familiar with it before it even makes it to a Funkmaster Flex or a Greg Street.
Now if you want to break it down like that, Nick, we can look at it as a DJ's commission check. No, because if you give them money, I mean, you know, basically, you know, saying you're making a commission off that particular artist. Now, if the artist have a hit record, boom, bam, you know what I'm saying? Good for them. You know, good for the DJ, too. It may help out the DJ a little bit more, too, because they probably be the first, you know, but they will be the person that, I guess you would say, can break their record. And then that can also give them their big break, too. So it is, you know, some positives to that.
No, man, I disagree again, Al, because, number one, that whole environment breeds to a certain, I'm not going to say this dude's name, but there's a particular guy we know and ain't going to say where he's from. But there are many artists that come to a certain part of our, you know, part of the state. And y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This guy sit up here and come, you know, everybody, you know, they hear his name ringing in the street because he's one of those dudes that, quote unquote, is out there working. The next thing you know, he's sitting up there trying to hit somebody else for $2,000, $4,000, and I could do this for you. And this ain't the only story I heard about this guy. I know many a times people come from other places and take this guy, take this guy's word for him being a promoter / I can help you get the radio college or just the area, period. This little area right here. And I mean, these guys pay him, and you know what I'm saying, these guys are straight crooks. They're beneath the slime on the bottom of a rock to me. You know what I'm saying? Because there are a lot of artists out here, man, that work, like you said, they work a daily job. They out here trying to put their hard-earned time and effort behind their music, and they get got by people like this, and it really makes people real, you know, sarcastic and not trusting of people out here. You know what I'm saying? The next person that come along that may want to help them put that record out there, what's going to happen? They're going to be like, no, dude, I ain't finna help give you nothing.
And I understand that. Don't get me wrong. I understand you, but that's also, I think that comes with assessing who that person is and what they're about. One thing I always ask the DJ when I meet them, whether I give them my music or not, I always ask the DJ, what do you have going on?
Yeah.
What do you have going on? You know, Because you gotta realize this.
If you ain't in that area, though, Nick.
How many talk to them on a daily basis talking about break my record, break my record,
Nick,
break my record?
Nick,
and
if you
the
ain't
DJ
in that
never
area,
gets credit for it.
Come on, though, Nick. If you ain't in that area, you can call anybody. Just like, you know, formerly, with the magazine. When we were doing a DJ issue, somebody can call us and say, man, I'm working. You know what I'm saying? But if you can't check that person's background, how you really know they working? You feel what I'm saying? And you in a different region. They in a different region.
Right.
But they out there just
can't. You want to know how you can check
their
background?
I'm doing it.
Kev, you want to know how they can check their background?
Because a bad reputation
goes further, a lot further and a lot faster than a good reputation. And you know that. How many times have we been talking about how many conversations have we had where somebody comes up and we like, oh, man, I heard this about him. I don't know, he's a little shaky on his rep.
Yeah,
a bad rep goes a lot faster and a lot farther than a good one.
That's true.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna quote one of my homies, Dub G. I'm tired of people talking about the Google me. If I hear one more cat say Google me, we're gonna have a problem.
Shout out to Dub G. But this is my thing about it. And Al said this a little earlier. Now we're getting ready to go into our next break. Al said this a little earlier, and this is what I want to start the next segment on. There are many forms of payola. There are many forms of payola. And in a lot of instances, I don't think that it's necessarily a dirty word. Prime example, we've talked before about how you have to wear different hats, especially for those of us who came out of Mississippi and Alabama and the regions where the music industry just wasn't really prevalent like that. We all had to wear different hats. Now, what would be wrong? This can definitely be considered payola, but what's wrong with this? Almost every club DJ you know is probably trying to throw a party, trying to do this, trying to do that. Now, if you got a flyer and you're trying to advertise your album or your party or whatever, you got two sides to this flyer. What's wrong with you going to this DJ and saying, hey, whatever your event is, I'm already getting these flyers printed. Let me get your event on the other side of my flyer, and I can get my team out there, and we can promote both of them.
That's
now, that can be considered payola, but is that a bad thing?
No.
That's networking, really.
That's advertising and networking.
That's networking, really, man.
But at the end of the day, you're doing a favor for a favor. Because at the end of the day, you want the DJ to play your music, am I right?
But I mean, even if you do that, it's more beneficial to you. But if I'm a DJ and I play your record and your record don't take, are you supposed to get mad at me because your record sound like crap?
No, and see, that comes into the credibility of the DJ and how honest the DJ is. And you know what? I can say there are DJs out there.
Hold up, man. There are 10,000 DJs out there that will play a Waka Flocka record before they'll play an Outkast record. Get on that, man. Get on down with that right there, man. Get on down. I promise.
We're going to touch on that when we get back.
Break on record was like, what? Like the top song for like 6 months. Get on down with that, man. Get on down. They cannot tell me he ain't paid no money to get his record to get played. Cannot tell me, man.
Well, hey, Dawson, if you could press the number one, clear yourself out, and if you have a comment after this break right here, we'll bring you back in, all right?
All right, no problem. It's been good,
right.
All right, we're going to get ready to go into this song of the day, and we said in the description that, you know, it's always been said that the key to getting your music played is only a couple of dead presidents away. So let's go ahead into it, Jay-Z with Dead Presidents. This is the Middleman Presents Talk of the Town with Nick Eaton from Block Talk Radio.
Rock. Well, I was fit that wonder rhyme of shit. Me and my conglomerate shall remain anonymous. Caught up in the finest shit. Live out my dreams until my heart gets bound and what we crave. You know exactly what this shit's about. Fuck y'all mean. Handling the sense of team. Got this shout. Like the point guard of your favorite team. Without doubt. My life ain't rosy, but I roll with it. My mind was fine till the dough hit it and told me that the mold did it. And now it's kosher shit, it's so acidic. I blow a digit on the diamond in a minute, but no bitches. Watch how I'm walking, cause even the thoroughest niggas be knocking, trying to strike a bargain, hoping that they might get pardoned. Shit, I'm involved, got me pins and needles. And my cerebral beats the wickedest evil. Thoughts that the sport to feed you. Feedback. In the game, so deep, things can catch her. Freeze off my kneecap, can y'all believe that? Got the city drinking crystals, we up the feet. Rappers going broke, trying to keep up with me. My ride the riches, surprise the bitches, think harder. You know this nigga, Jay-Z, Sean Carter. GS the fuck up, GS the fuck up. Watch me shine like a bright, let me get the fuck up. All rhymers, forget it, like all timers. Small timers, I said it, I'm addressing all drama. Talk to me. I want money like Cosby, who would? This is kind of talk that make me think you probably ain't got no pudding. Niggas got some kind of dreams from jail. You in the streets, nigga, make your moves, get your mail. Niggas are coasting the SL, but can't post bail. Niggas are roast to L, but scared to throw your toast. Well, I'm here to tell niggas it ain't all swell. It's heaven, then it's hell, niggas. One day you're cruising in your seven, next day you're sweating, forgetting your lives. Alibis ain't matching up, bullshit catching up. Here with the Rico, they repo your vehicle. Everything was all good just a week ago. About to start pitching, ain't you? Ready to start snitching, ain't you? I forgive your weak ass, hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake they ass and bars, you know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Millers, East Coast bodyers, West Coast caterpillars. Little monkey niggas turn gorillas. Stopped in the station, filled up on octane, and now they're not sane and not playing. That goes without saying, slaying day in and day out with money playing. Then they play you out, trying to escape my own mind. Lurking the enemy, representing infinity with presidency. You know, every old president to represent me. Every old president to represent me. Every old president to represent me. Every old president to represent me.
That was Jay-Z with Dead Presidents from his first album. Oh my gosh, that was a classic.
Yes, Mr. Campbell.
There you go.
Hey man, I talked to a guy today about Jay-Z, man. He had a real interesting take on him. He said every time somebody about to come up and make something happen, Jay-Z always coming back out with an album. It's like when a new movement is about to happen, Jay come out with an album. Even though Kanye murked his ass on this last album, this Throne album.
Well, I'll say this much. I'm not going to get into the whole Jay-Z discussion about anything like that, but if their movement is that strong, it shouldn't matter who come out.
True that.
Sorry.
Camel.
Work harder.
Joe Camel.
Work harder. Outwork him.
True that.
Prove that you need to be in that number one spot. Is what it is. If you're just joining us, we are talking about paying the cost to be the boss. Payola. Now, when we last left, we were talking, we brought this one subject. We want to get everybody's opinion on it. Is some payola okay? Do some DJs deserve to be paid? Let me dispel a rumor or a myth about radio DJs, especially in urban music or urban formatted stations. Let me tell you something. They're not getting paid what people think. They're definitely not getting paid what the white stations are getting paid. I can think of a good friend of mine, who I won't mention his name for obvious reasons. He's a radio programmer. Been in radio for, man, almost 10 years now as an on-air personality. And I can remember him sleeping in the promotional van for the station.
Mm-hmm.
Because he couldn't afford to pay his rent and got kicked out of his place. You know, it's a sad truth. You know, thankfully now, because of the support of the other artists and the people that come out to see him DJ and everything, he's been able to get himself back up, and he's doing well for himself now. But, you know, they don't get paid. That's why, if you ever notice, if you think about these Z100s and these 101, The Monkey, and all these big beat stations and everything, you know, the radio DJs, everything about their career is centered around that radio station. But when you get to the urban stations, the jams, and the hots, and different ones like this, they all the DJs have a lot of other stuff going on. They have to. So they're not getting paid. They're not getting paid like the other DJs are getting paid. So I just wanted to dispel that myth that the radio DJs are getting, you know, they're just getting all this money from these big salaries from these big, huge companies. It doesn't work like that.
There are only a few that all of really are getting paid like that, though, right?
So what now?
I said there are only a few that really get paid like that, though, right?
There are a few that are really getting paid like that, and honestly, they've been in radio 20-plus years.
Yeah, Tom.
Right.
Michael.
Yeah.
Steve is getting paid.
Yeah.
Ricky getting paid.
Steve is getting paid. But even if you look at Steve, even with Steve, how much other stuff does Steve have going on?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
He's got a lot of other stuff going on. He's got the radio show. He's got the TV show. He's got the Family Feud. He still does the tours. He's got a lot going on. You know, they don't get paid what a lot of these other cats get paid. Warren Valentine talked about that. They don't get paid with these other cats. You'd be surprised to think what your average radio DJ is getting paid. And your club DJ is getting a fraction of that. Maybe. I know a guy works 8 hours a day at Taco Bell, gets off from there, gets maybe 2 hours of sleep, and the rest of the night he's up DJing at some hole-in-the-wall club for between $125 to $250. And that's why I say that, honestly, from the aspect of a DJ, DJs just want to be appreciated for the work that they do. Because, yeah, you have some people out there, just like Kev said, you got those ones out there that are just the straight assholes that are just taking people for everything they're worth. But for every one of those, you got 20 of them that's just out there hardworking. You're not getting into DJing for the money. I can tell you that right now. I can tell you that right now. Now, is there money to be made? Yes, obviously. But you're not getting into DJing just for the money. It's a lot of hard, long nights. You got to think, for everybody out there who goes clubbing, you might come up to the club around 11:30. You might leave around 2:30. That DJ been there since 9, and he's not leaving until the last person he's there for. And may or may not get all of his money from the promoter that night.
Mm-hmm.
So now in a situation like that, it's a little good thing.
Well, I mean, you trying to really
dress
you,
up payola. We call it networking.
I'm just saying though, man, you kind of putting these DJs out there like they just needy and handout type dudes.
It's not about being needy and about being handout, but we ask so much of them. You got to think about this.
But it's their job.
Their job is to keep the crowd rocking and keep the crowd coming back to that club or listening to their station. So for what it's worth, let's just be honest. For what it's worth, they could play all the songs in the top 40, and they could play the new song by Jeezy or the new song by Rick Ross. They don't have to play any independent. They don't have to do that.
No, they don't.
They can jump on the wave once it gets hot, which is what's, you know, a good bit of them do. I'm not saying that they're needy, but yeah, it's their job to keep the crowd. It's not their job to break new music.
Right.
That's one of the perks of it. When you're able to break a record, that's one of the perks of it. But that's not their job.
One particular DJ that I can say I've seen his career come from pirate radio all the way to the point where he's got one of the hottest rosters with him and other people working with him is old DJ Khaled. Now, this show started off breaking.
That is true.
He was breaking
records.
That
is true.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
He played what he wanted to play. He went against the grain of corporate radio and what the conventional club dude was doing. And if you was able to hear this guy on pirate radio in South Florida, you would know this.
Right. Mm-hmm. That is true.
You know what I'm saying? And then you got to even think about DJ Drama, even though he commercial than a Mickey figure now. But Drama actually came out with a whole lot of independent artists and helped break a lot of independent artists. But now it seems like a lot of these DJs, man, is all about getting the hot guy that's out there instead of finding the next hot guy.
But at the same time, I can remember when Drama was charging upwards of $15,000 to do a Gangster Grills mixtape.
But that was after the fact, though. I mean, dude, it comes along with the territory, man. If I become, like, say, for if I make tracks and my starting fee is $500 or $250, if I put a couple of records under my belt that really pushed a lot of units or they have that gravity and rotation, hell yeah, I'm going to go from $500 to $5,000 because I paid my dues to make that happen. I ain't mad at them for that. But if you coming at me strictly for the fact of if I'm a DJ and you like, hey man, pay me and I'll play your record. But then they get mad, like I said earlier, they get mad as hell because that record don't go. That record is straight trash. I can't, man, they expect these guys to bring life to the dead. A lot of these records are dead on sight. DOA.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. But them the ones that get the most play out of anything.
I ain't tripping on the one that getting paid or played. But the fact that is, you just because you got money and you bring it to me, don't expect a miracle. I'm not a DJ, but I got partners that are DJs. You know what I'm saying? I know cats that are DJs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, you can't sit up there and think, and that's a non-conventional way of thinking about payola, like you say. And
right.
Like you said, that favors and other things like that, that's fine. If you scratch my back, I can scratch your back. That's fine. That's networking to me. But if I'm coming to you for money and I'm expecting the results to be in my favor at the end, that's some bull. Just my opinion.
Well, unfortunately, it happens. And a lot of times it happens in the form of this. Because, see, now, we all know that payola is illegal. But there are a lot of loopholes that go along with it. And one of those loopholes is an independent radio promoter.
Mm.
Oh, they don't like when I talk about that.
There you go. Here we go.
Go ahead. They don't like when I talk about that. So, let's break it down for those who don't know about the independent radio promoter. And this is just a generalized process. Alan owns the Middleman Talk Show. They've got 1,200 stations across the country. Kevin owns KG Records, and he's got X amount of artists signed, and he's getting ready to put out his album. Knowing that this isn't the best song on earth, but it's got that club catchy kind of thing. Oh, okay. But Kevin can't go to Alan and say, hey, I'm going to pay you to play my record. That's illegal. I can't do that. But here I come and I go to Kevin and I say, look, if you give me X amount of dollars, I'm going to get your records played on Al's station. And I take that money and I go to Al and I say, you know, hey, this is what we're going to do. Because I can't just give you money to play this record. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to supply you with things for your giveaways. I'm going to give you a healthy dose of advertising. I'm going to have my artist come and perform at all of your radio events because right now he's getting plays here, he's getting plays here. He's about to be on 106 and Park, so we're going to give you exclusive to him. And, hey, you know what? We might even go a little bit further. I want you to come out. I want to fly you out to L.A. for this album release. I want to fly you out for the Grammy Awards and be our special guest out there. I've seen this done. I'm not going to say the label, but this is a hip-hop label based out of Atlanta. They had a hot movie that was coming right around the time that their hot artist was getting ready to drop an album, and we're at Fox Sports Grill for the premiere of the movie and then the after party of the movie, and I see at least 3 program directors that I know on a personal level pull up in limos. Now, if y'all can't figure out who I'm talking about at this point, I gave you so many damn clues, it's ridiculous. H.E.I. But anyway...
Why you do that?
Anyway.
Man? Why you do that? Go ahead, man.
Hey, it is what it is. It's the middle of the talk show. We keep it gully right here.
That's right. Go ahead.
So I take all this and I go to Al and I say, and I'm going to give you all this, and the only thing I want is, man, I just want a couple of spins from this station, some spins from this station. I need some overnights on this station. I need some prime time on this. I need some afternoon drive on this. And I was like, okay, you help me with the giveaways, and you about to fly me out to the Grammys. And I was like, okay, well, let's make it work. It's legalized payola in the form of an independent promoter, because at the end of the day, it was not the record executive or anyone who worked directly for the record executive who took money to this radio station to get their records played. And like I said, that's a very broad, generalized, you know, process of it. But at the same time, it's common practice. Now, does that mean it's wrong? Like, at the end of the day, I don't necessarily think that payola is right or wrong. I think it's something that comes along with a business that is built mostly on relationships. And unfortunately, a lot of people in this business think that relationships are based on money.
Well, it can lead to corruption, though, baby.
Right now.
Corruption.
Well, I guess this is my question. What's the alternative to it? If there's no payola, what's the alternative?
Man, putting out putting good records up there, giving people a chance.
But who decides what music is good and what music isn't?
The general public, man. You remember Play It or Dish It? You remember that? Trash It or Spin It or whatever it used to be? What they going to do? They going to pay the general public to say your music whack? People can't deny a good record, man. I'm telling you. You know this. If your stuff is hot and it's banging, some people going to like it, some people not going to like it, but overall, if it's a good record, people going to like it.
That's right.
You can't go nowhere near that. Nowhere near that. But if you sit up there, and I got, that, like that gentleman was saying earlier, man, if they feel like that's the only opportunity that they got is to go pay somebody to play their record, the game is lost at the door. Because my money can't compete with 2 Chainz money. My money can't compete with a Waka Flocka money. My money can't compete with anybody that paying if I'm an independent artist. Just my point.
Well, fortunately, there are some solutions. There are ways around that. Honestly, radio should be the last place you go.
True.
The radio should be the last place you go. Because this is one thing the radio station can't stop you from doing. The radio station cannot stop you from handing that CD directly to a fan. Record labels, record shops, none of them can stop you from going directly to that fan and handing them that music and asking them if they will give it an honest listen. And if they like it, will they please support it? They can't stop that. There are plenty of artists who do very well for themselves without a substantial amount of radio play. Eric Roberson is one. Eric Roberson is a twice Grammy nominated singer who has traveled the world over and over and over again. He does about 120 paid shows a year. He averages about $3,500 a show. When I say totally independent, I mean totally independent. When I say totally independent, I'm saying disc makers, Oasis type of independent. Tech N9ne is another one. Tech N9ne doesn't get a substantial amount of radio play.
Oh, he paid,
that's
though.
True.
Yeah.
But Tech N9ne been
he'll
in the game for years.
For years, and he's put in work.
Yep.
The thing about it is, we get mad at Waka Flocka.
I ain't mad.
Yeah, we get mad at Waka Flocka. But at the end of the day, every 2 years we got somebody that we get mad at.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
We got mad at Soulja Boy. You see how that fizzled out? We got mad at Mike Jones. Hell, I can remember us getting mad at Nelly.
Yeah, that's true.
Every 2 years we got somebody that we mad at. We were mad at Gucci for the longest. We get mad at OJ Juice Man. But then you got an artist like Tech N9ne who is doing all of this, consistently building his fan base, and still selling records. terrestrial radio is not necessarily going to go anywhere, but it's losing the power that it once had. People, the general public is now realizing that I don't have to listen to radio to find out what's hot. I don't have to. I can go on YouTube, or I can go on Blog Talk. I can go on Live 365. I can go on any of these places. Blog Talk, please don't cut us off for mentioning another internet station. I'm just saying. I'm seeing y'all first.
We pay over, baby.
Yeah, we pay over right now.
Pay me. We'll play your record. Pay me. I play the hell out your record. We can be the only two listening. I play it.
Yeah. And let me tell you, there are some great DJs out there. And the funny thing about it, let me tell y'all something about our home state. The one thing I can honestly say I love about our home state is I get this a lot. People always come up and they ask me, "Hey Nick, what's going on in Mississippi?" Or they'll ask me about Alabama. Man, that's where the checks are being cut. They say that's where the checks are being cut because that's where the records are being broken. Records are being broken at WJMI. Records are being broken at WJZD. Records are being broken at We Up in Huntsville, Alabama. They're being broken at 95.7 Jams in Birmingham, 97.9 and 105 in Montgomery, 93BLX in Mobile. Records are being broken there. And I can honestly say that, yeah, you might have some jerks at some of these stations, but for the most part, I can honestly say that we come from a place that will give you an honest listen because we've been held down for so long. We just like, look, we all trying to get on. Speaking of which, shout out to Big Crit for having a number 6 video on 106 and Park for Country Shit Remix with Ludacris. That's a nice big move for us. I'm just saying.
Yep.
Al said this a little earlier in the show. Payola comes in all forms. All forms, all fashion. Some of it is disguised as networking. Some of it is purely networking. At the end of the day, if you can look yourself in the mirror in the morning and be okay with what you did to get yourself out there as an artist, I can't pass judgment on you. If you're okay with it, I can't pass judgment on you. It's just like I said about the show, the effing for tracks, which is a form of payola.
Yep.
If that's your way of getting in, then fine. But I will say this. Realize that at some point, the ones that are paying out, they tend to fizzle out a little faster than ones that have put in some real work. And going back to what my man Deshaun said a little earlier, there's a lot of cats out there that don't know how to put in that work. You can't just go straight for your pocket. If you're going to take that $500, don't take that $500 necessarily to that DJ. Not yet. Before you go that route, get some flyers printed. Get some CDs pressed. Get out there in the streets. Make sure that everybody that comes out of the club has your CD by the time they're in their car.
There you go.
And if that doesn't work for you, then you probably got a BS song and you probably just need to go ahead and pay for it. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to us today.
Hey, man, hey, before you get to that, man, shouts out to Dub G, man. Strike a match. What's that? Hot record.
Okay. All right.
Shout out to Steel Mag. Hot record. I just want to say
shout out to Steel Mag. Al, we ain't going to get your ass to Atlanta. Anyway.
I'm coming, man.
Make sure you guys tune in this coming Sunday to the Middle Men Talk Show. 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. Got a great show. Make sure you tune in next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central for the Talk of the Town. And, one more thing. I'm about to get on Facebook right now. For everybody out there listening, if you ever wanted to take a look at a major label contract, I'm about to post a link to where you can actually look at it. There was a recent lawsuit in which the contract itself was Exhibit A. We're going to post that on the Middle Men Facebook. It's about 28 pages. But if you ever wanted to see what a major label, an actual major label contract, not just a generalized one you see in the music industry books, but a real one that was signed by real artists who have real success, make sure in about 10 minutes that you head over to the Middleman Facebook page, join the group.
The Middleman Talk Show. Yeah, Middleman Talk Show.
The Middleman Talk Show. Join the group and take a look at a major label contract. There's a little something for you to keep your eyes on. Go ahead and hit us with that outro.
All right.
The middleman's out it. Beat Chris shout it. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for? Go take a listen time out. Take a minute. Shout it and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, yeah. Comment on what you hear. Let's figure out that master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand. Stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man because he was dying to break shop. Every Sunday, tune in. Go live 6 p.m. blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey. What's happening, the middleman? Hey, what's happening, the middleman? Hey, what's happening? BlogTalkRadio.com, the middleman.
Y'all got very quiet then.
Yeah, a little quiet, yeah. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Man, who you telling?
I ain't got nothing to do with it.
I'm
trying to see another road turn stoplight again tonight. I don't, on tomorrow, I don't see the most like that.
I keep telling you, Tommy, you ain't got no job.
Nick, I know you ain't talking.
Aw, shut up, man.
Here we go, man. Here we go.
Well, I got a job, trust me. My back and my knees let me know every day.
Uh-huh. Really? Your back and your knees, huh? Okay.
Yeah, that didn't sound right, homie.
You know what? Both y'all kissed my ass twice. You knew what the hell I mean. That's what I think. I'm tired.
Yeah,
I'm tired. My brain ain't working right.
Nah,
it ain't no help for that.
Nah.
Shit. Hey, man, I'm getting old. Y'all can go to hell,
huh? Y'all can
go to hell, man.
All right, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in this Sunday.
This Sunday.
Political, baby. Political. Hey, we got a big show coming up next week. Is that next week, Al?
Yeah, we can go ahead. Yeah.
We're going to put that out, y'all. You know what? We're going to be singing just like Jay-Z. I wish I never seen her at all. That's a hint. It's going down.
It's going down.
Tune in.
We out.